It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, we made it past the first major milestone in the Dump presidency. Much to my shock, while watching MSNBC's Morning Joke on Monday, I saw what appeared to be a Donald Trump campaign ad.
Donald Trump, sworn in as president 100 days ago, and President Trump is making America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
It was. At the end, the graphic reads, paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. 1,358 days left in his first term, and he's already running re-election ads? I guess it makes sense, as he hasn't stopped doing campaign rallies. In fact, he spent Saturday night marking the end of his 100th day as the apprenticeant at one of those rallies in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Saturday night, instead of appearing at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the first Oval Office occupant in 36 years to diss the press event. With no star power on hand, it was Daily Show correspondent Hasan Minhaj who roasted the already toasted one.
Gotta address the elephant that's not in the room. The leader of our country is not here. And that's because he lives in Moscow. It is a very long flight. Frederick Douglass isn't here. And that's because he's dead. Someone please tell the president. Free speech is the foundation of an open and liberal democracy. From college campuses to the White House. Only in America can a first generation Indian American Muslim kid get on this stage and make fun of the president. It's 11 p.m. right now. In 4 hours, Donald Trump will be tweeting about how bad Nicki Minaj bombed at this dinner. And that's his right. And I'm proud that all of us are here tonight to defend that right, even if the man in the White House never would.
And Samantha Bee held her own not the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which saluted the press and benefited the Committee to Protect Journalists.
As much as I might love poking fun at the media, and as much as you all kind of deserve it sometimes, I know your job has never been harder. POTUS has convinced 88% of his fans that you're an enemy of the people. You basically get paid to stand in a cage while a geriatric orangutan and his pet mob scream at you. It's like a reverse zoo. But you carry on. You dig up misdeeds and fraud by the powerful. You expose injustice against the weak, and you continue to fact-check the president as if he might someday get embarrassed. So tonight is for you. Tonight, the president screams at a pen that Katie Turr is not in. Cheers.
Saturday featured hundreds of climate marches around the nation. You know, the activism that the Dump presidency has unleashed, while he led the less than capacity crowd in Harrisburg in a rousing chant.
A large group of Hollywood actors and Washington media are consoling each other in a hotel ballroom in our nation's capital right now.
He also marked the unimportant arbitrary milestone of 100 days by granting a few interviews, one with, of course, Fox so-called news, still there, last I checked, though its co-president Bill Shine is the latest casualty.
Well, nobody's safe. I mean, who's safe? The guy's got nuclear weapons. I'd like to say they're very safe. These are great, brave soldiers. These are great troops, and they know this situation. We have 28,000 troops on the line, and they're right there. And so nobody's safe. We're probably not safe over here. If he gets the long-range missiles, we're not safe either.
5 times he said nobody's safe. Well, that's reassuring. He then told Bloomberg he'd be honored to meet with Kim Jong-un.
If it would be appropriate for me to meet with him, I would be honored to do it.
And he invited the Philippines' Duterte to the White House, noting,
you know, he's very popular in the Philippines. He has a very high approval rating in the Philippines, but he's very popular in the Philippines. I look forward to meeting him. If he comes to the White House, that's fine. I look forward to meeting him.
One of the more stunning interviews he gave was on Face the Nation, where he wouldn't answer a direct question. Take healthcare. He kept insisting that pre-existing conditions were covered in the current outrage the GOP is peddling, even though they aren't. Every time John Dickerson tried to bring it back to that question, he said, but Obamacare.
Obamacare is dead. Obamacare, right now, all the insurance companies are fleeing. Obamacare, John, is dead. We're being compared to Obamacare. Obamacare doesn't work. One thing. No, it's important. I got
to
compare it. I'll tell you who doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. Obamacare. You know why? It's dead.
But his most perplexing statement in the spate of interviews came when he tried to fake his way through a history lesson.
Had Andrew Jackson been a little bit later, you wouldn't have had the Civil War. He was a very tough
person, but he had a big heart, and he was really angry that he saw what was happening with regard to the Civil War. He said, there's no reason for this. People don't realize, you know, the Civil War, you think about it, why? People don't ask that question, but why was there the Civil War? Why could that one not have been worked out?
A good gift to commemorate his 100 days in office would be Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States, if he could only read. In the meantime...
Later in the same interview, Trump gave Dickerson a tour of the Oval Office.
This is the Resolute desk. It's a great desk with a phenomenal history. This was FDR, it was Ronald Reagan, it was Kennedy. There's some great presidents behind this desk.
Yes, and if you put your ear to it like a seashell, you can hear all of them rolling in their graves.
If you appreciate these What's News updates and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. We are 100% listener supported. For more details, visit NicoleSandler.com/donate.